It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Otto. Puddle of Mud frontman Wes Scantlin had another onstage meltdown during a show last Wednesday night. TMZ uploaded footage over the weekend showing Scantlin losing it during the show in Dallas. After getting frustrated with the crowd, Scantlin completely unraveled, flipping off fans while throwing both his microphone and numerous bottles of water into the crowd and then removing his shirt and swearing at members of the audience. Some reports say fans were upset because it appeared Scantlin was lip-syncing during the show. Scantlin's mic tossing may have injured a fan. Paramedics were called in, though they didn't say what caused the injury. Several witnesses blamed it on the flying mic. Scantlin was not arrested for the latest incident. You can see video, by the way, in the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com. Jack White has broken the record for the world's fastest released record over the weekend. At 10 a.m. Saturday, White walked onto the stage in front of a small crowd in the Blue Room at Third Man Nashville studio to record a limited edition 7-inch of the title track from his upcoming Lazaretto album. From there, the masters were rushed to United Record Pressing, which immediately began pressing the 45s. Sleeves were printed from pictures taken at the intimate show. The finished records were personally escorted by White to the fans. The whole process took 3 hours, 55 minutes, and 21 seconds. The previous Guinness World Record holder for fastest album released belonged to a Swiss accordion trio, Volgas Campani, which released a live album one day after recording it. Queensryche guitarist Michael Wilton says the band and fired singer Jeff Tate have finally reached a settlement to end their ugly legal battle over the rights to the group's name. Tate filed a lawsuit in 2012 asking a judge to award him rights to the band's name. The rest of the band countersued, saying Tate was damaging the brand name, essentially by putting out bad music. Wilton told the Allentown Music Examiner that both sides have reached an amicable settlement that is currently working its way through legal channels. There will be an official press release of some kind in the near future. Godsmack frontman Sully Erna revealed that that band has completed work on its upcoming 6th studio album and promises the disc's first single will be surfacing sooner rather than later. Erna posted on his personal Facebook page, quote, "We are officially done recording and the record is badass. Haven't been this excited in a while. Hope you all love it. First single out soon," unquote. Last week, Erna revealed the band had tracked 15 songs and were in the process of choosing 10 of those songs for the new album. More details are expected soon. Tesla's brand new studio album Simplicity will be released in June. The band will be putting out 14 new songs after a 6-year creative break. Meanwhile, Cinderella announced today that a May 16th release date was coming for their new live album called Strip, which was recorded in 1998. Details on both recordings are available in the Rock Report blog. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com.